This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Just over half of American adults have more money saved for an emergency than they do credit card debt. This is according to a poll by Bankrate, and that is actually an improvement. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
Andrea Zavalos knows what it feels like to have practically no savings.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Until very recently, Zavalos had only saved up about a month's worth of rent for her Los Angeles apartment. She owed much more than that in credit card debt.
January 2019, I was at roughly $11,000 of debt.
That is when she got serious about trying to pay it off and started keeping track of her progress in a notebook.
Skipping forward to 2020, I was down to the last $2,000.
Then the pandemic arrived, and Zavalos had to decide whether to prioritize paying down her debt or building up some savings in case she got laid off.
I knew that while it would feel nice to have sort of a safety net of having that money in my bank account, it wouldn't actually be a safety net if I still owed money.
More than a quarter of Americans owe more on their credit cards than they have in savings, according to Bankrate's recent poll. That's down slightly from a year ago. And the number of people who've saved more than they owe is up about 5%. Mark Hamrick at Bankrate says that's partly because there are fewer ways for people to spend money right now, but also
this experience basically over the past year has underscored how financially fragile many Americans either were or could become. And so this is sort of a living, breathing advertisement, if you will, as to why we do need to make emergency savings a priority.
Of course, not everyone can. But for many people who are lucky enough to have choices about what they do with their money, the upheaval and uncertainty of the last year have changed how they think about saving and spending.
We probably were a lot more cavalier with our credit card debt.
Nicole Friend lives in Wichita, Kansas, with her husband and two kids. She says they've always known intellectually that they should be saving in case anything unforeseen happened, but it never really felt that urgent.
I think since the pandemic really sort of shook us up in terms of stability, it made it a lot more salient, really, to actively make sure we had that cushion.
Especially because her job is funded by a grant, which could expire. So she's just much more aware now of how tenuous it could be. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.